We are sitting together just after the full moon. This one is in Leo. And for a start, I'd like you to feel the brightness, the radiance and powerful presence of the moon in that background. This is an invitation to settle, ground, and take root within ourselves. And to gradually trust that we can open up, expand, and also surrender both movements can be a little challenging. Dilating and letting go. In fact, you can take it as a very ordinary breath. First, you breathe in. Then you breathe out, and so on. In and out. This is what is going on in your body. Throughout your life, but this is also the process we are experiencing. Of an extreme dilation combined with surrendering. And the thing is, the more you surrender, the more you can dilate. Just that we are accustomed to first breathe in, expand, hold on, and then relax and release. So here we are facing the inversion of a deep seated habit, unrelated to our physiology. It's actually the result of our way of thinking. The context of this full moon is extraordinary. There we are and that incredible phase of expansion. A little bit like in an incubator. Like a premature being, not completely finished. We are viable, but not quite ready yet. So let's consider ourselves to be incubating in a very protected and safe environment, of course. Can you feel how safe it is? How profoundly supportive? And totally open for you to go through your own phases at your own pace. There's no protocol. There's no time frame. We are growing organically. Under the bright light of the sign of Leo. Meanwhile, we take part in an extraordinary process. That is more collective. So what you can feel here is a dynamic between the sign of Leo and the opposite sign, Aquarius. Yourself. Your own growth and evolution, which currently looks like your own simplification until you are closest to your integrity. And the way it impacts on the global scene. You are that individual. You are part of humanity. As we know, the slightest change in one single individual modifies profoundly the collective field. So that phase of inner growth in a protected environment is of an extreme importance. For the future of humanity. Let's focus a moment on our own growth. It's not about growing bigger, becoming an adult or more responsible at all. It has actually nothing to do with this. The growth we are facing is of our self-confidence. Trust in our own value, capacities, talents. And as we noticed before, it all starts with surrendering. So for a few more breaths, just breathe in. And as you breathe out, surrender your entire being to what is, as it is. And let the next in-breath surprise you with what it presents you with. Could be anything. Just be aware, acknowledge. What you need is an open, undefined presence to the process, where you let go more and more of the preconceived ideas, your own visions, expectations, desires, your own willpower. And you just let yourself be surprised and enhanced, magnified, multiplied by what comes your way, just to show you other possibilities, an infinity of them actually. And as you keep breathing slowly, with the same focus, just expand your awareness enough to connect with others, people, and depending on how vast your perception can be, perhaps the whole of humanity. And now just breathe in whatever comes from them to you. And as you breathe out, let some of what you are be shared with them. And just notice the flow, the qualities, the vibrations, the frequencies that are being shared more and more. This is the dynamic of the current full moon. Leo, myself, Aquarius, all of us, Leo, the moon in Leo, my own life on earth, the sun in Aquarius, the collective field of consciousness and the emerging consciousness of the new age. Most importantly, we have tonight the presence of a very high-pitched new planet that culminates on top of our sky. It's called Sedna. Meet Sedna. Far greater than any planets you've known. It's one of the range of the newly discovered perspectives on our lives. Just because we reached a frequency high enough to become aware of those. So Sedna. Planet orbits around the sun like all the planets you're aware of, and it's got this extraordinary elliptic orbit, which means that it's only around the sun for a very short time, and it spends most of its cruising in the vastness of the skies beyond the other planets. So the greater part of its journey is very far from what we know. So let's face that for a moment. If Sedna is present and illuminates our sky tonight, it's because it's close to the sun. But what it comes along with is portions of the universe and aspects of ourselves we are not even aware of. So for a moment, stay with what you can feel and discover other things. Other potentials. Other possibilities for yourself, your life, life in a community, on the planet. Just adopt them as possibilities. You don't need to choose them, but you can. And just notice how as you let those other influences enter your field, the usual common sense ideas you have start to vanish. Cause much brighter, sharper, greater other things can replace them. So when we are looking at this full moon, far beyond the exchange between individual and community, there is a kind of a transfusion of another range of possibilities into our personal and collective field. That support, facilitate personal changes, consequently collective changes. So for one more moment, just sit as you are. And infuse, absorb all that comes to you right now, specifically. Comes to you because it is in affinity with who you are. Comes to you right now because this is the moment. All that comes to you now can be manifest, irrespective of whether or not you believe it's possible. And simply expand beyond and beyond. And beyond all that you know to be true, feasible, accessible, to embrace countless possibilities from which you will at any moment in time pick all that is relevant. For you. That will impact on your own life positively. And stabilize the next phase of change or transformation in the collective. Trust. Confidence, self-respect are the keys.